Baby, you home? What took you so long? I was so worried. What the fuck? What happened to you? Did you get into a fight? Really? Do you really expect me to believe that? Honey, you have a black eye and a bloody fucking nose and cuts and bruises everywhere. Don't lie to me. Don't you dare lie to me. Tell me what happened. Are you okay? Fine, don't tell me. But the least you can do is let me patch you up. And don't... Please, don't argue with me. You have no idea how much it pains me to see you like this. Go wait in the bathroom. I'll get you an ice pack. Here. Hold it up against your eye. Careful, careful, it's cold. Okay, I'm gonna clean the cuts on your face first, okay? This is gonna burn a little bit. I'm sorry. I'll be more gentle. It's still gonna burn, but you should have thought of that when you got into the fight. Babe, please tell me what happened. You took so long to come home. You had me worried shitless. You met my ex there? What was he doing there? I thought he moved. Yeah, apparently not. I'm gonna put some band-aids on your face now, okay? So, what did you guys talk? Babe, I thought we agreed that we would just ignore him if one of us ever crossed paths with him. About me? What did he say? What? That is disgusting. He and I never did that. And you know that. You know everything. You started it, didn't you? You threw the first punch? I know, honey. I know you care about me and just wanted to protect me, but getting into fights, coming home like this isn't it. You can't keep doing this. Give me your hand. I need to disinfect your knuckles. What about your friends? I thought you went with them. They tried to hold you back? Well, clearly they didn't try enough. Yeah. I'm sorry. I shouldn't bring your friends into this. It's just that I hate seeing you like this and just seeing you all bloody and weak. It takes me back to all the horrible things he did to me, and I know I'm making this about myself, but if I wasn't so stupid back then, you'd be completely fine right now. I'm gonna wrap these bandages around your hands now, okay? Let me know if it's too tight. Is this okay? Okay. You can remove the ice pack now and have it back on in a bit. I just need to check if there's any bleeding that we need to worry about, or possible stitches even. I think you're good. Put the ice pack back on there. Hey, sweetie. Listen to me. You have nothing to be sorry about. Although I don't agree with your way of doing things, I do understand that you did it because you were saying those things about me. You did it for me, and I really appreciate that. But if this situation repeats itself, please try and take a different approach, okay? Oh, I'm so sorry. I didn't even notice your busted lip. Wait, let me take care of that too. Now, the lips are very sensitive, so this might burn a little bit more than it did on other parts of your skin, okay? Baby, please try and sit still. Sorry about that. Your lips, they just looked so soft and so inviting. I just couldn't help myself. I love you so much. I don't know what I'd do with myself if something happened to you. I'm not being overdramatic. Yeah, I get that this could have been a lot worse, but can we not talk about the possibility of that, please? Stop, it's not funny. You're gonna make me cry, and you know how difficult I am when I'm crying. Yeah, that's what I thought. Look at you, all tough and scary and getting into fights for your girlfriend, but still scared of your girlfriend crying. So what if I'm a crybaby? At the end of the day, you still love me, so who's the winner here? Exactly. Oh, are you hungry, baby? Okay, follow me, my little angry bird. I have dinner ready for us.